defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense here in the GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms Platinum Microphone. Virginia. Wow. Unbelievable news coming out of Virginia again today. I'm telling you, we're going to be paying very careful attention to Virginia over the course of the next, in particular, 6 months, really, as the legislative session gears up in January. This is going to be just a lot of fun to watch, scary to watch, but nonetheless, it's going to be a lot of fun. And it's getting more fun to watch every day because we're going to win this battle in the state of Virginia by the time the fat lady sings. Are you allowed to make that statement anymore? Can you say that, or is that going to offend somebody? You know, it ain't over till the fat lady sings. Yeah, good. Well, I just said it. When the fat lady sings, you're going to see victory in the state of Virginia one way or another. Turnout at meetings on Tuesday were unbelievable. 18 new Second Amendment sanctuary cities or counties, I should say, in the state of Virginia, municipalities, 18 new. The total is now 77 municipalities declaring themselves Second Amendment sanctuaries, sending an incredible message to the socialists in Virginia, who I can promise you are paying attention to this. Now, they're going to do what they do. And any standoff in Virginia were it to ever get physical is going to be a result of their action, not us. We're simply defending ourselves from their tyrannical threats. That's how this works, not the other way around. We have a right to bear arms in this country. Virginians have a right to bear arms under their state constitution and the federal constitution. The socialists want to infringe on it and infringe they are threatening to do. The people are merely acting on the threats that their local state government is making. That's how this breaks down. You're not the radical here. You're defending your constitutional freedoms. Freedoms that we all enjoy. And it's just absolutely awesome, quite frankly, to watch this display in Virginia. Huge night for gun owners. 18. Think about this now. The message that this is sending. I can promise you it is resonating in Richmond. I can promise you that Blackface Northam is on the phone about this. I can assure you in no uncertain terms that Attorney General Socialist Mark Herring is also concerned about this. He's in between a rock and a hard place here, as is Blackface Northam. They're threatening to do this. 77 counties in their own state are pushing back in a huge way. The residents, the county commissioners, the sheriffs, which means the entire department when the sheriff says it. What do you think that's saying to Herring? What do you think that is saying to Blackface Northam? When you've got the people pushing back on you like this, what do you think that says? We're going to find out. All of this is going to play out in our lifetime right before our eyes. 18 new sanctuaries. I want you to think about that. I believe, if I remember Phil Van Cleve, weekend prior, I reran the interview in the third hour of this past Sunday's Monster Cast. If you missed it on this note here, go back and take a listen to it. Just incredible numbers coming out of Virginia. The message that this is sending to Blackface Northam and to Mark Herring in particular, but not just them, the Democrats in some of the red counties around the state and in the blue counties, rut-row, I'm going to be concerned about my job. Well, should we even call that a job? No. I'm going to be concerned about the position I was elected to uphold for this period of time in Virginia's history. This is not a job. 18 new sanctuaries. Let's give a couple of them. Prince William County, City of Chesapeake. Spotsylvania County. There are now a total of 77 sanctuaries across Virginia. And I believe tonight there will be another huge number of localities considering resolutions. I believe it's over a dozen tonight alone. Just the mere fact. Let's put this in perspective and try to wrap our heads around this, okay? The counties across the entire state of Virginia are now holding meetings, sanctuary city meetings, to declare themselves Second Amendment sanctuaries in threats from their because of and in response to threats from their own government. That is astonishing. Astonishing. New sanctuaries as of Tuesday night, yesterday, Bath County, unanimous vote. Big Stone Gap, no surprise there. Bluefield, no surprise there. Caroline County, 600 plus people were in attendance at Caroline County. And you know, it gets better. Chesapeake, massive turnout in Chesapeake. Over 1,300 patriotic, hardworking, law-abiding, freedom-loving Americans showed up to send a message to tyrannical socialists in their state, unanimously in the city of Chesapeake. That is just outstanding. Cumberland County, no surprise there. Floyd County, 5-0, packed house. Greene County, no surprise. Henrico County, outside Richmond, the Richmond Burbs, 3-2 vote. Henrico County is now a Second Amendment sanctuary city outside Richmond. This is huge, listener. Absolutely huge. Cannot overemphasize how important this is, what we're talking about right now. James City County, unanimous. Martinsville, Nelson County, 4-1, overflow crowd. Prince George County, Prince William County, 6-2, massive crowd, over 1,200 people from what I understand. I've seen reports of 1,000 and heard over 1,200. That is massive. Smith County, unanimous, 1,100 Virginians in attendance. Spotsylvania County, unanimous, massive crowd in Spotsylvania County, well over 1,000 people. Strasburg and Warren County, unanimous, also well over 1,000 people in attendance. This is an incredible display of you and me and freedom working in Virginia. Now, how is this going to shake out? One of two ways. I don't know the number. No, Sean, I'm sorry. I don't know the number. I believe it's a dozen, if I'm not mistaken, over a dozen. I'll know later. We'll talk about it tomorrow when I get the numbers. Here's how this is going to shake out. If this stuff's going to pass or it's not going to pass. I mean, it's that simple. You turn, as you heard Phil say. A couple Democrats turn. Now, let me tell you, when you have attendance like this showing up, the possibility of flipping a couple Democrats gets easier by the minute if they're concerned about their future and if they want to stay in the legislature. Because believe me when I tell you, nothing they're telling you, as we discussed yesterday, about this has anything to do with crime. Nothing. It is about infringing on your rights. And Virginia citizens are hearing this talk come from their tyrannical government, and they're stepping up by the tens and tens of thousands across the state. A couple Democrats flip. These things might not even go to the floor. That's simple. They might be able to squash every single one of them. Phil Van Cleve, Virginia Citizens Defense League, made that comment. They're hopeful about that. And numbers like this make it even more hopeful. If not, and this stuff passes, now we've got a big problem in Virginia because now you've got a compliance issue. Do you think these people in these counties are going to comply? Absolutely not will they comply. And not only will the people not comply, they know that they have the support of their law enforcement and their county government that backs them up 100% with this resolution in these individual counties. I cannot tell you how powerful that is. That means, hey, Gov, hey, Attorney General, your move. You decided to do this to us as Virginia citizens. We decided to push back and say, not going to let you do it. We're going to stand up where we live, where we work, where we play, where we're free to live our lives as free Virginians, and we're going to say no to you. And they're doing it. And that is sending an incredibly powerful message, not only to the governor's mansion and the state assembly house in the Commonwealth of Virginia, but it is sending a message to socialists nationally that if you imagine if this were attempted in Washington with the responses we've seen so far now in Virginia, but in particular, New Mexico, Colorado, Washington, and others. This is Americans being American. stepping up to the plate and saying, no, I don't think so. I don't think so. Because you won the election does not give you the right to put unconstitutional bills on the table and sign them in violation of the way I live my life and turn me into a criminal overnight. The answer is no. Now, there's going to be court fights, battles. This is going to go on for quite some time. But here's the takeaway. To watch Americans stand up in the face of tyranny when they've told us this is what we're going to do to you, and to watch freedom stand up on its two feet and say, yeah, no, I don't think so. This is a beautiful thing. This is a great time to be a gun owner in America. I'm promising you we will win this battle. We're watching it in Virginia now. Going to be fascinating. I'll be back after this. Don't go away.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms, custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
We'll be right back.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios in front of this Car Arms Platinum microphone. During the break, I reached out to Phil Van Cleave, who fortunately was available, received my text, and is taking the call right now to talk about what we just mentioned in the previous hour. Phil, welcome to the program. First off, let me say this. Congratulations. What I did in the previous segment, which you did not hear, was I went through the 18 counties and the turnout yesterday, which was just absolutely massive. And I want to say hats off to you, brother.
Yeah, I missed one, by the way.
Oh, did
I just
you?
I missed Colonial Heights. I don't know how I missed it. I put the photo on the website and totally forgot to add it to the list. So we're at 78 going into today. And then we have, I forget, like 7 or 8 more localities tonight that are looking at this. So we'll be over 80 by the end of tonight.
You must be just absolutely beside yourself. What I was telling listeners in the previous segment was the groundswell. This is America, man. This is Americans being American, being patriotic, and defending against. Because the media is going to portray this as we're radical Second Amendment extremists, when in fact, all we are doing is defending the rights that we've always held dear in America from someone and others who are attempting to infringe on it. We're not trying to change a thing. They are, and we're responding, correct?
Yeah, exactly. And since when is defending the Constitution and our freedoms an extreme thing to do? And is it bad if it is extreme? You know, in that case, fighting for freedom should, you can be extreme in that. What's wrong with that? And this is a grassroots groundswell. I mean, what's amazing has happened to me several times was we're busy trying to coordinate and get people into these, you know, into all these different localities, keep a track of the dates and the times and the places, and some of that keeps changing. But even doing that, some of the grassroots is out there doing grassroots, and all of a sudden a city will pop up and somebody will say, hey, we just passed a resolution, and I'm looking, and I'm saying, it wasn't even on my radar scope.
Wow, that is, you've got to be proud.
Went out and did it.
You've got to be proud. VCDL has always been the premier. I put you guys right up there. There are three of them, and I'm not knocking all of our grassroots efforts across the country, but there are three that stand out in my mind. Georgia Carry, Virginia Citizens Defense League, and AZCDL are three of the groups that have gotten so many things accomplished over the years. All of them, the other two, modeled really after you and VCDL.
Yeah, really three models the same. Yeah, yeah. And there are others that have modeled themselves that are doing well, doing very well at the same time.
Yeah, and I don't mean to leave them off of any chart. Now, I mentioned in the previous segment that we were looking at about a dozen meetings. You're going to confirm there's 7 or 8 additional meetings tonight that you know of, right?
Yeah, and if I was in front of my computer, I'd count them up. But something like that, it's like 7 or 8 that we know of. That's a good point, that we know of.
Right.
And then some more tomorrow, I think 5 or something tomorrow, and then 1, I think, on Friday. And then next week, there are more next week as well. So.
Well,
we're not done.
No, not by any stretch. And when we talked last week, you know, I reran that interview from Friday last. I ran that on Sunday's Monster broadcast because I thought, you know, our discussion was so important. And I thank you for calling in again today, too. Here's something I want to point out that I believe you said, and correct me if I'm wrong, about 90 to 100 municipalities that we're talking about. I mean, aren't we getting close to blanketing the state here?
Yeah, the map is impressive. I've got somebody trying to update it. I've asked a couple of people that are doing maps, please update us to the 78 that we have now. Oh yes. Oh my gosh. It's a fantastic. It's almost all blue. I mean, there's not much left. Little things here and there, and a couple of big counties that are so far sitting on their hands. Let me just say one other thing real quick. I think this is important. I put out an alert. I warned everybody on Sunday. I said our governor is going to back down from the whole concept of, oh, your guns are illegal. I said, what they're going to do is they're going to say, oh, well, you will grandfather and you can keep what you got. And they are so panicked that was a card I'm convinced they were going to play during the session. The session hasn't started, and they're already compromising with themselves, saying, well, yeah, oh, we're going to grandfather. And we've said no. We cannot give away the rights of the next generation just to keep our guns. We're saying no to that grandfathering. The whole thing has to go. Grandfathering doesn't cut it. who are we to give away the right to the next generation? No, not doing it.
Well, thank you for that commentary. I mentioned that yesterday, and I used the example. If these Democrats were so, I mean, absolutely adamant that they believed in their convictions and what they were talking about, I mentioned yesterday, listener, if you heard Daily Defense, repeat this real quick. If they were so concerned about crime, they wouldn't grandfather anything in. They'd want to pick up every single one of them and take them if they really believed they were a problem. They're not going to leave them out there in the wild. This whole thing is a sham. It's a farce and a sham. They're not going to leave 700,000 tools that they hate, that they actually believe are the cause of crime, out there in the wild if they actually believed that they were the cause of the problem. Phil, we know it's a sham and a scam.
Yeah, and the great part is our governor is so hapless. It's just amazing. You know, that would have been the next move, would have been just say, look, we'll grandfather them. Again, I'm saying with you that, no, we wouldn't accept that. That would have been a logical move. You know what he did? He just couldn't go that far. So he said, you can keep them, but you've got to register them.
Yeah, no.
And I thought, wow, thank you.
No.
So thank you for that move.
No, I told listeners yesterday, don't you dare register them. If that were to pass, do not comply with registration in any way, shape, or form. And guess what? You've got the sheriff in your county. You've got law enforcement in your county. You've got the county commission, and you've got your neighbors supporting you, backing you up. Don't you dare. And that's a flat out call for civil disobedience. I'm making it right now. If that were to pass, absolutely not, because this is not by any stretch over. Now, Mark Herring, okay, out there saying, oh, he's threatening, we are going to enforce the law. I can promise you, and you tell me if you think I'm wrong, Mark Herring's probably quaking in his socialist shoes right now. Because he's thinking, I've got, we're going to do this. I'm going to be forced into a position to have to face 90 sheriffs and 90 counties in this state. He's got to be nervous, right?
Yeah, and the other fun thing was they asked him to rule on the whole idea of sanctuaries. And I thought, man, here's somebody between a rock and a hard place, because he says it's okay for sanctuaries for illegal aliens. So it's going to be a little tough for him to say it's not okay for sanctuaries for the Constitution.
Boy, isn't that the truth. Thank you for bringing that up. I didn't even think about that. That's a great point. Hey, let me tell you on this list. Bath, Big Stone, Bluefield, Carolyn, Chesapeake, Cumberland, Floyd, Green, Henrico, James City, Martinsville, Nelson County, Prince George, Prince William, Smith County, Spotsylvania, Strasburg, Warren. And you said one more you missed.
Colonial Heights.
You know the one that shocked me the most? Henrico. Because now we're getting really close to where the governor lives.
Yeah, and you're bouncing. You're just touching Chesterfield. Chesterfield's playing. That's where I am. They're playing games, but we're working on this. I mean, Chesterfield.
Chesterfield surrounded now with Powhatan too on board.
Yes,
and Henrico.
Yes.
Chesterfield. I lived in Chesterfield. I lived in Midlothian. I know the area very, very well. You live in a beautiful place, and I can assure you that the vast majority of people in Chesterfield are on board with this. I promise you. I know they are.
I'm expecting a big turnout tonight. I'm expecting a
so
really
Chesterfield
big.
Is on the list, it. Huh?
Oh, yeah. I'm speaking on it. Speaking tonight. Well, yeah, wow. they don't have the resolution in. Tonight we're telling them to put the resolution in. And
I hope you get 1,500, if not more. Hey, Phil, you want to stick with me for one more segment? Because I'm going to run out of time. I'd love to continue the discussion.
Okay. All right.
Sound fair? Good deal.
Yeah.
Phil Van Cleve, Virginia Citizens Defense League. Let's continue this. This is too much fun. I'll be back after this. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios in front of the Car Arms Platinum microphone. Boy, oh, what a fun discussion we're having now. But I want to take this opportunity to please, 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 please ask you, please, please support our sponsors, every single one of them. North American Arms reached out to me today. You've killed it, man, over at North American Arms. They ran out of the free hats. More are on order. I was instructed to tell you that today by North American Arms. Pick up the phone, get on the list. They're going to run out again. Get on the list. Call North American Arms. And I think I'll give the number out in the next segment, at the next break. But call North. You can do it yourself. Visit NorthAmericanArms.com. Scroll to the bottom of the page. You will see the customer service number. Grab that number. Pick the phone up. Call North American Arms and say, hey, I heard on Armed American Radio that I get a free hat. Not only are they going to send you a super high quality free North American Arms hat, you're also going to have your name put in to win the runner-up gun giveaway, because I'm giving away to the grand prize winner a North American Arms mini revolver out of my very own safe. And I can promise you, they're all dear to me. So you're getting one of my very beloved guns. North American Arms is matching that. Don't forget the rest of our sponsors, Drink Defender Coffee and the rest. More about that later. Let's go back to Phil Van Cleve, kind enough to stay with us. Phil, so we were talking about Chesterfield. I know it well. I skied the James River in Chesterfield off Old Gun Road at the Virginia Powerboat Association for quite a while. Brings me back to times when I was a kid, and I love that area. I truly love that area. I find I'd be hard-pressed to think that Chesterfield will not join its two neighbors in Ryko and Powhatan. What do you think?
Yeah, I think eventually we are going to get there. And they have some new people coming in January. That we had elections this year, and at least one of them is very strong on the issue. So, you know, if this has to be a little battle, it's one that we're going to keep fighting.
So,
what's happened is there's a group called something like Liberal Women of Chesterfield, and they've very vocal group of people, and they did a lot to overturn some of the elections a little bit in the county and stuff. So they're probably going to be there. I think they're probably the driving force trying to make the resistance here. So we'll just have to overstep them there.
Yeah, and you know what? They're never going to see the type of response that they're going to see today. They've never had before them. So,
oh, no way.
Right. So this is really going to be an eye opener for them as well. Go figure. A bunch of loudmouth liberals. Who would have ever thunk that?
They're trying to work with people in the county they know to flood the room before the doors open with county employees and stuff and things to try to fill up the room so there isn't much room for us to sit there. And therefore, we look like a small presence. And, you know, look, you and I are not afraid of ideas. If somebody has an idea, fine. You know, you don't like guns, fine. Let's just stand up and we'll both debate. We'll both speak to the Board of Supervisors and see who prevails. They don't. They go into guerrilla warfare. It's like, oh, we've got to stop these gun owners from being able to speak. We've got to silence them. So let's plug up the parking lot by parking our cars there early and leaving one car and then going, you know. And then let's fill up the room before they can get in and then let them in. And there's nowhere. You know, in other words, they do this guerrilla stuff. It's like, come on, what's the matter with your ideas? Why do you have to try to sabotage us? Why aren't your ideas? If your ideas are so good, let's just both lay them out, not sabotage each other, and just see who wins.
Well,
they don't want to do it because they know who's going to win.
Of course they do. What you've just described is the disease known as socialism. Using the First Amendment to silence your Second Amendment, your 14th Amendment, due process, red flags. I mean, we could go on down the line with this. Yeah. That's socialism. That is the disease known as socialism, that doesn't tolerate any debate at all. And let me remind you, listener, there is no debate. The debate over the Second Amendment ended December 15th, 1791, which is now Bill of Rights Day, which is now coming up in 4 days. What a celebration in Virginia you guys are going to have.
We should just tell people the Second Amendment is settled law.
Of course it's settled law. Hey, listen, has there been any outbreak of, you know, because now you see this huge, massive groundswell at these meetings, and I guarantee you Chesterfield's preparing for it. Has there been any, I mean, these people have to look at this massive crowd and be concerned, man, I could lose my position here. I've got to start listening to the people now, because I always get the sense that town councils don't really give a crap. There are a lot of wannabes. Yeah. They're homeowners association wannabes. They're, you know, power hungry people that never got where they wanted in their own job. And that's not fair across the board. But you see a lot of that at town councils.
Yes, you do. And their eyes are wide open.
So they
look like
deer
in the headlights. Yeah. And the thing is, too, I can tell you the Democrats in the General Assembly are probably having absolute hissy fits over this whole thing. You know, what to do? I mean, rather than just saying, oh, none of this stuff's important. They tried that. That didn't work. That's when they started compromising. They're trying to think of anything to get gun owners to stop doing this, because it's totally the pressure that's coming out on them is now horrendous. They never saw this coming, and they're not slowing it down. That's why the governor made that move of, oh, we're going to grandfather, but you got to register. And I thought, okay, I know VCDL, we already told VCDL what we're going to do, but not everybody's a member. And I thought, wonder if other gun owners are going to fall for this. So I checked around. Look at last night. The answer is no. None of them are falling for it. None of them.
Yeah.
This is not, they can't put the brakes on this train. It's wonderful.
No, it's left the station. It really, truly has. It's really something to see. I've spent the last couple of days talking about this. I wasn't expecting to go this deep into this again today. And I'm so glad you were able to take the call, because I cannot overemphasize, listener, enough how important what we're witnessing in Virginia is. I said, you know, Phil, when Blackface Northam got his way and flipped the assembly, I said, you're going to watch this. We're going to watch New Jersey gun control be born in Virginia, and it's going to require this type of response. And so thrilled and proud to watch what Virginians, my fellow Virginians, are doing to put a stop to this. This really is putting Mark Herring, I can promise you. Yeah, the Democrats in the General Assembly, but Mark Herring, who's got to go out here and enforce this law as the AG has just got to be feeling an immense amount of pressure right now. He's got to be.
Yeah, my wife said something. I don't know if I mentioned this previously on your show, but, you know, she was looking at what was going on, you know, and she turned to me and she goes, you know, this is going to be historic.
Yeah.
And I kind of brushed it off. And then as more time has gone on, I said, she's right. It is good. This is going to be involved in history. There's no doubt about it. That this is going to continue to get so big and so powerful that it's you're looking at something historic going on.
Let's talk about a couple things that didn't turn out the way we wanted them to yesterday, but I think I know what your answer is going to be here. Fredericksburg rejected the resolution, very low turnout, surprising. And then you put in here, I think everyone was at the Spotsylvania meeting, which very well could be the case. Lynchburg failed to pass the resolution by one vote. That shocks me in Lynchburg. It really does. Newport News did not take any action but heard from a room full of people. If this is to pass, we need to massively overflow their meeting room next time. That wasn't surprising at Newport News. Waynesboro to vote on their resolution in January after hearing from a standing room only crowd. I think Waynesboro will go easily. Winchester had 75 to 100 in the chambers of Gun Save Live stickers, 10 speakers all pro. City Council went into closed session afterwards, but no resolution and no vote tonight. We'll have to see what to do next. Winchester could be kind of, I wouldn't think so, but Northern Virginia has encroached on Winchester to the point that where are we there?
Yeah, I think they may well do it. And by the way, Lynchburg isn't off the map yet. It turns out that they are going to have one more hearing on this. So it's not over for Lynchburg yet.
And support some of these needs to be big.
And we're not necessarily, just because they're saying no doesn't mean we're going to walk away and accept that. And but at the end of the day, if we've got 90% of the state locked down, you may just have to call that a win and walk away.
let me ask you this. Have there been any voice raising at some of these meetings to the commissioners? Has it gotten hairy at any of the places, any of the meetings?
No, not really. Our people have been, our people have been very good. On occasion, the only closest thing we have is when some anti-gunner comes up there and they get booed a little bit. I don't like to see that happen. However, I explained it to people very simply. I said, these are people, they've got a right to speak, absolutely, but they're trying to take away our rights. That's not a minor thing. We're not talking taxes here. We're talking the life and
fundamental rights. Boo them all day long. Hats off to you, Phil, and the efforts at Virginia Citizens Defense League. I can't wait to follow up with you tomorrow and find out how we make out after tonight. Can we bring you back tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll check my schedule. I think we can probably work it in.
That'll work. Phil Van Cleve, Virginia Citizens Defense League, doing awesome work. The work of God and freedom in Virginia. Back after this.
The 25th Anniversary K9 and the Venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance. The classics. Thompson. That's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 Carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms. A family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425 425- 425-4-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with the room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone. Welcome back. I'm having a hard time containing myself after that conversation for the previous three segments. I'll get there in just a second. I'm giddy over this. I really am, but I do have to get some business out of the way. Please, Defender Coffee has the new promotion going on for you, and a good one. Up to $82 worth, five bags of coffee, all right, is what somebody's going to win. And how do you get in on that five bags of coffee in the various roasts? It's simple. If you've tried the coffee, and I hope you have, DefenderCoffee.com, just go there and write a review of the roast that you have tried, the blend that you have tried. I have tried three of the blends so far. I'm not going to put my name on there. I would love to win the five bags of coffee, but I don't think that would look too good if I won that, right? Wouldn't that be crazy? I never win that stuff anyway. But nonetheless, you go over to DefenderCoffee.com and write a review of the blend. It's that simple. It's easy. Write the review. You're automatically entered, okay? And there will also be something on the site to let you know how to do it on social media as well. If you haven't tried it, you can go over and join on Instagram and other places. It's all that information is there on the site. My Facebook page has a really funny video put out by Ernest Emerson dressed up as Santa Claus at a workshop bench in his shop in California playing Santa Claus as only Ernie Emerson can do it. Head over to Facebook.com/Armed American Radio and watch the Emerson video. It is absolutely hilarious. The more you watch it, the first time I watched it, I went, oh, Ernie, I'm cringing. The second time I was cracking up. The third time I was on the floor. It's hilarious. Emerson Knives. They've always got something for you at Emerson Knives. And don't forget, please, AmmoLand.com, Personal Defense Network, just put AAR after it, PersonalDefenseNetwork.com/AAR, AmmoLand.com/AAR. By the way, if you go to AmmoLand, you can read all this Virginia stuff as it's unfolding in real time and get on that list. It doesn't cost you a thing. Nobody wants anything from you. They want to be able to send you the information so that you can stay informed on this stuff from the best writers across the country all day long. And let's not forget, of course, Gun Broker, do all that stuff and have some fun at Gun Broker, Lead Slinger's Whiskey, and I'm missing who, VaultProUSA.com, can't miss those guys. Be talking to Tony tomorrow, probably have a really nice giveaway for you for Christmas. Man, oh man. Virginia, wow, I am blown away by what I'm seeing in Virginia. Not shocked,
but blown away in a, wow, what a great mood that puts you in. I want you to try to imagine the pressure being put now on the socialists when they've been so giddy about their gun control shoved down the throats of Virginia citizens. Now they're watching their own state push back on the way they choose to govern in the face of the people. Boy, this, it doesn't get any more American than what we're seeing in Virginia. It simply doesn't. And I hope, I am hopeful that Mark Herring understands what's happening and decides not to try one of these counties and push it and see what happens. I think they're getting the message. We're not going to comply. It's that simple. And it's wonderful. Don't shove down my throats and try to make me a criminal. You know what they say, right? Don't blank down my back and tell me it's raining. Man, oh man, oh man. So fun to watch. So proud of the state of Virginia. Not surprised, though. I mean, kind of surprised, but the surprise that the turnout is as big as it is. Knew the turnout would be good, but not near this. We're gonna talk with Phil tomorrow. We're going to get some more information. By the way, the alert that I got, like I said, if you get on that list, amoland.com/AAR, you're going to get the alert long before you hear it here. All right? So do that. Did you see, you know, we had that, I guess now it's being called an anti-Semitic attack on the kosher deli bodega up in Jersey City. Apparently that was targeted. More will come out about that. But did you see that Julian Castro now is blaming the Republicans? What happened? You had six killed, including a police officer, in what was about an hour long, from what I understand, running gun battle between killers who targeted this particular location, and a battle ensued. And Julian Castro, do you even know who he is? Probably not. Most people don't know that this clown is running for president. He doesn't get into any debate. He can't pull over, you know, some negative number, something stupid like that. But even as this battle, according to AWR Hawkins at Breitbart News, was actually raging, this guy, this Democrat hopeful Julian Castro, blamed Republicans for the gun violence in that Democrat socialist-controlled state. Can you believe this? Of course you can believe it. It's rhetorical. Breitbart News reported that a New Jersey officer was shot by a gunman or gunmen when shots rang out in a cemetery Tuesday afternoon. That's that whole thing then spilled over into where apparently it was meant to be, and that was the attack on the kosher deli, whatever this is happening there. We'll find out more about it. But it's a very high crime area. You know, people hear gunshots in high crime areas. They're not, weren't shocked by any of that. They were shocked by this type of running gun battle. But here's what Castro tweeted out. Don't let anyone tell you this is normal. The gun lobby has bought Republican silence on gun violence. So it's the Republicans' fault, two scumbags who are 100% gun controlled in what is, not my opinion, but is ranked as the number two state behind California with its lunatic gun control laws, which everything these people were doing was completely 100% gun controlled and banned. It is the Republicans' fault that this happens. And here's what he says. How can we continue? This is, you shake your head, you roll your eyes back, and you go, man, oh man, oh man. Is this guy so stupid that he believes people are falling for this? Don't let anyone tell you this is normal. The gun lobby has bought Republican silence on gun violence, but they won't buy ours. Roo, rah, 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 yeah, right on, catch a rah, said nobody ever. Our thoughts are with Pound Jersey City today, but so should our perseverance to act. Here's what, and this is what I love about AWR Hawkins. Here's what this guy didn't mention. He didn't mention that NewJersey.com is reporting that New Jersey has the second most stringent gun control laws of any state, including an assault weapons ban, a high-capacity magazine ban, a ban on bump stocks, and a ban on ghost guns. They also have universal background checks requiring you, if you buy a gun in New Jersey, to get a firearm purchaser ID card before even buying the gun, and which requires a separate ID card for buying the gun itself.
The state requires possession of a firearm purchaser ID card in order to buy ammunition as well. Do you believe the individuals who committed the act of violence yesterday gave one flying crap about any of these laws or followed any of them? Of course not. It wouldn't have occurred if they did. More proof positive that these people are not concerned with crime in any way, shape, or form. We are going to continue to drill this into anybody's head we can that will listen and hopefully get someone to understand, hey, you know what? Those guys aren't the gun nuts. They're right, meaning us. The other guys are the gun nuts. Who would believe this? Well, millions more Americans than you think would not fall for this. Why? Because the Democrats, I guess except for him, have pretty much stopped talking about it because they were fairly silent on this from a gun control perspective. But I guess Castro didn't get that memo from Every Town for Gun Safety, who, by the way, is very upset that Democrat debates and everyone else aren't talking about gun violence right now, because they figured out a loser issue, big L on your forehead, a loser issue, flashing L on my forehead. See Smallwell, Swalwell, see Kamala Harris, see the rest of them. Where was Booker out with us yesterday? Blaming anybody in New Jersey? Huh? Let's not forget, see Beto O'Rourke, loser. Boy, oh boy, we're going to get up and do this again tomorrow. I can't wait. I wish I had a couple more hours with you. There's so much to cover, but congrats to Virginia. It's worth the conversation. Freedom at work in our lifetimes in plain view. What a wonderful thing to see. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the radio.